No. It's on, let's see.
This is Friday, the 16th of July, 1987. We are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is Helen Drett English interviewing Rudolf Stoffel, who has been a resident of this city since 1940. Rudy, where were you born?
I was born in San Antonio, in Texas.
How long did you live there?
1911. I lived there until I was about 18 or 19 and went away to Chicago to the Art Institute.
What was your childhood like, Rudy?
Well, German background and very strict, highly disciplined grandfather who had a kind of a family compound where we grew up, and he had more control over us, I felt anyway, than our parents did. I grew up with a big batch of cousins and in this family place. My grandfather had his two daughters living next to him.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have an older brother and a younger sister.
Did you play with the children of the neighborhood as well as the family compound?
Well, my grandfather had very powerful ideas about who we should play with. So he had a tendency to, in Texas, and this was between the years of 1911 and 1915, 16, 17, 18. He didn't like the neighbors that much. He preferred that we play with people whom he chose, so he would hire playmates for us. And most of the playmates he hired were young black boys, young men who would invent all kinds of games and play with us. It was a lot of fun for us. But we grew up without the usual Southern attitudes towards blacks, because they were our playmates.
Well, they were sort of hired to perform mm-hmm. a certain mm-hmm. position or duty for you.
Yeah, but we didn't know that. Mm-hmm. We weren't aware of that.
What were your interests in as a child?
Well, my I have an uncle who grew up in the same compound, and he was born very late in my grandfather's life. So he was an uncle who wasn't that much older than my brother and I. And he was some sort of a mechanical genius in a way. And the sheds were full of all kinds of mechanical toys. And also my grandfather was an agent for German toys. And in those days, German toys were almost the only toys.
What did he do? Did he import them?
He imported German toys, and they were unbelievably wonderful toys. They were steam engines that really worked, trains that ran, and before electricity they ran with steam, and engines and electric motors that generated, or rather, machines that generated electricity and sparks, and all this was a lot of fun. And I had a lot of feelings about being an inventor from this uncle.
Mm-hmm. What was your father like?
My father? Well, he was a businessman, and he at one time, he seemed to go from into several fields. He had no particular professional training. In fact, he had a high school education, and he wasn't headed towards any profession. So he worked for a while in a business that was vaguely connected with